Bonjour mes amis, ça ici c'est Nona Boulefort avec vous pour notre édition, notre édition de la tasse de café. Mon partenaire pour le matin, c'est Monsieur Charles Emmanuel lui-même.
Et en lui, personne.
En personne, comme il dit. Et on va prendre votre phone call 363-2N-24 si vous avez une question ou peut-être un comment. Ça, c'est tous des bons sujets pour notre La Tasse de Café. Et notre La Tasse de Café est amenée à vous par notre bon sponsor. Ça, c'est Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Cajun Catfish. Lakeview RV Park. Blake's Pharmacy. Epic Insurance, Bearwood Furniture Center, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, H2O Pools and Supplies, Robert Pamerol Plumbing, Perry Pete Ford, Pizza Shack, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Prairie Own Rice, and Rosaries by Jermaine Reed. Ça, c'est des bons sponsors qui font notre programme possible ici sur La Tasse de Café. Et si vous êtes trapper nous autres sur l'Internet, tu peux trapper Classic Hits 925.com pour notre FM et KVPI online pour le AM. Et aussi, tu peux download notre app pour votre iPhone ou votre Android. Et aussi, tu peux trouver nous autres sur Facebook. Ça, c'est Classic Hits 925 KVPI La Tasse de Café, je crois. I think that's how it goes. That's a lot for me to remember today, Charlie.
You've buried yourself.
I know. I had way too much. I didn't have enough coffee yet for that.
And I didn't have any coffee.
You didn't have any coffee yet.
Comment on peut commencer un programme connu comme la tasse de café quand il n'y a pas de tasse de café?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Mais je suis sûr Becky a pu réchauffer la Greg.
I bet the Greg is on and ready
ça
to go.
Ça peut faire tuk-tuk.
Yes. Okay. T'as bien dit.
Et c'est proche temps pour le mot du jour, hein?
Mais ouais.
On a commencé avec notre mot du jour aujourd'hui.
OK.
The word is long. L-O-N-G.
L-O-N-G, long. That would be grand.
Right. But how about in time? Long in time.
OK, well, hold on. First off, spell to me how you spell grand the for long. So I want to make sure I have it correctly.
Mais ça dit pas rien pour un grand.
No. How you spell it?
Ça dit pas rien pour grand. C'est long.
Oh.
That's, we confuse ourselves.
Don't start that early this morning, Charlie. I'm telling you, je dis. Okay, how you spell it for me in French, please?
Long. L-O-N-G. Yes.
I'm not even talking to you this morning, Charlie.
Well, I'm going by the book.
You're doing your best to stick now, me this morning.
Now, long as in meaning in time.
Okay.
Is longtemps.
Yes.
We use that. Longtemps.
And how would you spell that?
L-O-N-G-T-E-M-P-S. All one word. Longtemps.
So, long T-E-M-P-S. S.
Longtemps.
Okay. Longtemps. Okay.
Okay. All day long.
Oh, toute la journée.
Ouais, toute la. You got it. As long as.
Aussi longtemps.
Aussi longtemps que.
Okay. I missed a word. Well,
how about before long?
Avant trop longtemps.
Oh, mais toi, t'es sharp ce matin.
Ooh.
Bientôt.
What?
Bientôt.
I have no idea what you're trying to tell me right now.
That's before long.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the standard French. Okay. that's what it is, right?
Well, that's what I'm reading.
Well, we never said it like that.
Yeah.
Mom, I don't know that I know. I never
bientôt,
heard my mom.
Bien vite.
That's very fast.
How about in the long run?
Dans un grand course?
À la long.
Oh, à la long. Okay, that makes sense.
So long.
Aussi longtemps, I would say.
No, so long. Au revoir.
I got one nerve left, Charlie. You leaning on it.
How about, now here's a different meaning now of long. The long for. when you're longing for something.
Oh. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't...
About désiré?
Désiré, yes, désiré.
Or avoir envie de... Get your...
Envie, yeah. Tell envie. That's what I always...
Uh-huh.
I thought it was more like... Well, I guess it is, but it's like more like craving.
Yeah. How about I long to see you? Like an old friend you hadn't seen in a long time. Boy, I'd love to see so-and-so.
Mais là, I don't know. Let me know.
I know. I'd love to see you. I long to see you. Le temps dur de te voir. Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. Yeah, you the boss. you got the reins, man.
Okay. How about long face?
Oh. I don't know.
And figure trees. Make a long face, say, prendre la bobine.
La bobine, yeah. I couldn't think of it for the same. I was just. Looking at you going with, you know, touching my bottom lip, you know.
And you know what? I think it's time we adjourn.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Charlie. Appreciate it.
We finished with our long discussion.
Long discussion.
But we always have to go two ways. You know, there long has different meanings.
Right.
We have to discuss not just one, maybe. Some people are confused.
If they weren't before, they are now.
You think so?
Maybe,
oh, well,
it's always... It's good to get that brain working, though, too.
It's in fun.
Yes, of course.
Well,
Maybe they might remember later now because we said something.
Well, we trying to make an impression.
That's right.
Gah. Tu as café et fraîche?
Le
café est fait?
I'm good. I'm good, Miss Becky.
Oh, Becky, merci beaucoup.
Oh, Becky.
Allons pas quitter ça aller à la Gaspille. We long to have
a cup of coffee, yeah.
Okay.
C'est bon, Charlie. Oh, it was two tastes. So
Lord.
Deux goûter.
En tout cas, la première avait manqué, la deuxième l'a attrapé.
Oh, bébé.
Et je vais dire qu'avec ça, c'est temps de charrer pour Jermaine Reed.
All right.
Jermaine Reed. Elle est tout le temps parée pour être à votre service, mon. Elle a dit, c'est tout le temps un bon temps pour se préparer pour donner des spéciales présents à quelqu'un, ça vous autre, à Pêche-Jongleur de Chissala. Ça ne veut pas dire pour Mother's Day ou Father's Day, Christmas ou Jour de Pâques. Elle, ça ne fait pas de différence. Elle va le faire pour vous autres n'importe qui temps vous autres veut. Elle va dire comme un chapelet, si vous autres veut faire un chapelet personnel. Vous êtes à pêcher avec la bonne personne, parce que Jermaine va être capable de le faire comme vous êtes désiré de l'avoir fait, que ce serait avec une rose ou que ce serait avec juste la même manière comme tous les autres chapelets faits. Et là, elle est capable de réparer votre vieux chapelet en si bien. Je t'ai passé à côté. Elle peut le faire revenir comme vous êtes peut l'user encore de ça. Et vous êtes peut échanger avec elle pour faire des différentes d'autres choses comme des bracelets ou des boucles d'oreilles et tout le temps des pendants de toute qualité. Elle est là pour vous faire plaire. Et juste ça vous êtes pour faire, donc, c'est de l'appeler direct. Appelle pas moi, parce que moi, je ne suis pas capable de donner tous les détails. Mais Miss Jermaine va être capable de les donner. Son numéro de fond à elle est 337-831-6911. Ou vous appelez la email à maryreed1946@yahoo.com. Ça, c'est la personne qui est beaucoup, beaucoup expert à faire son ouvrage comme vous autres l'avez. Ça, c'est Jermaine Reed. Rosaries by Jermaine.
Oh, beaucoup bien, merci, Charlie. On a après espéré notre première phone call. 3-6-3-2-1-2-4. Notre area code est 3-3-7. On va prendre notre petit break. Et Mark va te charrer pour notre Evangeline Bank.
Great news from the Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. Hey, if you're looking for a better return on your investments, check out Evangeline Bank's current CD rates. 2.55% APY on a 24-month certificate of deposit. There is a minimum $500 opening deposit. Visit any one of their convenient locations to open account today at the Evangeline Bank and Trust Company on West Main and Ville Platte. Over 100 years of local hometown banking service. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you friends and neighbors in this community we share? For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
All right. Beaucoup bien, merci, Monsieur Mark. Donne-nous un téléphone call.
Mais s'il vous plaît, yes. On a besoin de charler avec quelqu'un. I'll do it in English on this over here.
Okay.
You know, for centuries, people believed that the ring finger had a nerve that was running through that connected directly to the heart.
Right, that's what I had always heard.
The Romans and the Greeks used the medical finger for stirring mixtures, and especially the alchemy, with the belief that anything noxious would be immediately detected by way of some warning sign at the heart. Now, this direct connection, which years later was proven wrong, false, was why it was chosen as the ring finger.
Right.
Marking the heart's sentiments. Now, English superstition still holds that the ring finger should be used for applying ointments or salves or for scratching the skin.
Really? So that's why you see some people going, you know, that's hard to do if you're not very dexterous, like me.
People might think you're muy adroit.
Yeah, a little bit. It would look funny if you if we all started doing that.
Just a little bit of humor, I guess, coming from the old Farmer's Almanac this morning.
That's awesome.
Just thought we'd pass along. And then, you know how the chicken pox got its name, huh?
Chicken pecked somebody and they got sick? I don't know.
No, not really. It's because of its smallness.
Oh.
The little pox is being small. And another school of thought is that it had been in both the chicken pox and the swine pox. Never heard of the swine pox.
Me either, but I'm guessing you can have all kinds.
They were thought to be derived from the animal whose name they took. Well, we're not going to go there because I'm not a student of medicine, so anything I say would not be right.
That's okay. I'm going to either agree or disagree.
All right, we're going to leave that one alone.
Okay.
But I have another question, though.
Okay, what's that?
Do lightning rods work by routing a lightning charge to the ground or discharging it into the atmosphere?
I was always taught it went into the ground.
You're right.
We had lightning rods on our house in Tipitate, and that's how my mom always.
And lightning rods conducts electricity from lightning bolts and allows it to pass harmlessly into the ground. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin figured this out in 1752.
Well, I was a smart cookie at Ben Franklin, because.
Smarter than me.
Yeah, I know, right? Me too. Very much so.
Well,
Charlie, while we wait on another phone call, maybe somebody else has a great tidbit of...
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. What you know that you want to tell us? Give us a call, 363-2124. How about we hear a word from Cajun Catfish and Buffet?
Cajun Catfish Buffet has great news for the crawfish lover. The Boiled Crawfish is now on their all-you-can-eat seafood buffet every Thursday night. Plus, you can enjoy more than 30 different seafood items. Adults, $35. Children, $13.99. Remember, the crawfish is on the buffet only on Thursday nights. You can order their popular boiled crawfish by the 3-pound and 5-pound trays any other night. Friday and Saturday night, enjoy delicious snow crabs and Dungeness crabs on their all-you-can-eat buffet, along with blue crabs, Jonah claws, Louisiana shrimp, and more than 30 other great things to eat. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night, where you can enjoy their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $15.99 for seniors. You can also choose from their large menu, and they've got a kids' menu. They're open 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday nights. Call 363-6006 at Cajun Catfish Buffet on Chico Road, Highway 167, north of Ville Platte.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And hey, folks, give us a call, 363-2124. Still waiting on our first phone call of the morning. Eh, boy. Well, if we have a moment, I had somebody who asked me a question. So I was hoping I could ask our very intelligent listeners. A friend of mine wanted to know if they knew where they could find some gumi trees. They don't need the berries, but just the trees. So, just wondering if anybody knew that.
Describe gumi.
I have no idea. I don't know what a gumi tree is. I was kind of hoping myself to find out what that is, because I have no idea. It's spelled G-O-U-M-I. And she wants to know where she could purchase some, I think.
And we'd like to find out what a gumi
is.
I'd
like to know what a gumi is myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime.
So, throw that out there for you.
Bearwood Furniture is the place that I want to talk about.
All right.
We know about that one. That's for sure.
That's very true.
We will find out about the gumi tree, but we want to find out that Bearwood Furniture Center is located off of I-49. That's between Sunset and Karen Crow. At 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. They have one and only one location. They serve you from right there. Now, you can find them on the Facebook at www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com or call them at 337-896-5203. We'll go over it again, 337-896-5203, and they can give you all of the details of what you're planning on wanting to do, because they'll custom build that piece of furniture, a one of a kind, for you. And they'll do it with pride. They'll do it to where you're going to be proud of it on this over here. In other words, they're going to make your dream come true. And folks, it's not too early to be thinking about the season of Christmas, you know, the season of giving. There's a season of Thanksgiving as well. But be sure that you keep them in mind. Give them a call. They'll tell you what they can do, and they'll take it from there. They can do picnic tables, for example, furniture on the outside for your patio. And it's unbelievable what they can do. They can do the baby high chair, and they can do all of this. So my recommendation, call the experts at the Bearwood Furniture Center. At number again, 896-5203. And talk to these folks. Tell them what you want, and they're going to perform it for you.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And I just posted the word of the day right on our La Tosta Cafe KVPI Facebook page. So go check that out, folks. I know there's quite a few folks that like to follow that. So there you have it. And also don't forget to check out the app, and our websites, so that I'll get it out this morning.
Oh, you need some coffee.
I'm drinking my coffee,
but it's weak.
It's almost gone, but
it's weak.
It's not doing its job this morning at all. I have to tell you.
Well, we'll have to get Becky to spike it for you.
I tell you, maybe so, huh? Ooh.
But Mark doesn't allow anything else.
I know. That's too bad.
You know, I read this over here. This is in the Old Farmer's Almanac. You may think that I'm a little offbeat on this, but they said they've heard that on May 19th, 1780, in the northeastern part of North America, there was a period of extraordinary darkness. Now, it began between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and lasted until the middle of the next night. Now, also, the full moon rose at 9 p.m. that evening, but was not visible until midnight.
Wow.
When it had the appearance of blood. And they said they've checked the records of solar and lunar eclipses for that day, and none were close enough to have caused the phenomenon. Did you have any information on this over here? And it's like you said, these New Englanders have never forgotten that date, but they have not been able to really explain it. What's going on this over here? The dark day was an inexplicable mystery, never recalled without a feeling of awe.
All right. Well, what year was that?
1780.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that, and I've heard a lot of those. I love to watch those shows about the Tatars in America and all of that, you know, all that kind of stuff. So sometimes they'll talk about that as well, and I haven't heard of that before.
Leave it to the old Farmer's Almanac.
That's right.
They've been around for a few years, and they have
a little bit.
They have a wealth of information. I'm coming up with some more information.
Oh, I know you've got a stack of. Stuff that you're reading off there, so I'm pleased to hear it because I like that kind of stuff. I really do.
Well, you see, my computer's on paper.
Your computer's on paper. It don't blink out like that.
We have a phone call.
We sure do, Charlie.
Allons, Charlie. Eh, bonjour, qui tu parles?
John Eugene.
Je t'appelle Jean-Glais à mon partner, John.
Yeah, Monsieur Suki.
C'est doucement là-bas.
Beaucoup doucement. Les tomates, j'ai connu, ils ont commencé à pourrir.
Non, the flowers, les fleurs après.
Un peu tombé?
Yeah.
Hein?
And those that don't fall, they rot.
Voilà,
it's not very good. Not for the plants that I have. I'm starting to see a few more tomatoes, but I got about 32 plants that might have 5 tomatoes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. There's some that are up to my nose. So it's not good for the amount of plants that I have. Yeah. You're talking about that gumi tree. My mother-in-law had one. It grows about 8 or 10, 12 feet tall, and it's kind of bushy. It makes a little red berry that's oblong, and it's pretty, pretty red. You can make some jam and stuff like that with that.
Oh.
You can eat them raw for the tree. Makes a small bear, kind of made like a pie. Like.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see.
I don't know where you can get it. If you look good on some of those, if you go probably Google it, there's some nurseries in Georgia and different places that handle all kinds of trees. You can probably order it from them.
Okay.
But, John, is there another name, like a Kajan name or something for that tree?
The only name I ever knew was Gumi.
Gumi.
Doris had one in her front yard. And when I started dating my wife, I said, what kind of tree is that? And I looked at it, full of little red berries that were kind of oblong. She said, that's a Gumi tree. So what you do with that? She said, Mom, make some jam with that.
Isn't it like a mini apple?
No, it's not nearly that big.
No. A petit affaire.
Yeah, but the fruit itself is small.
Yeah, and it's
red.
And it's not that sweet.
I can't remember. That's so, I don't think the tree's there
anymore. Well, I think...
I remember it made some very good jam.
I vaguely remember the gumi trees, but we had another name for it, and I don't remember.
Yeah, the only thing, they always call it a gumi tree.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the technical name.
Uh-huh. Maybe what I'm thinking, maybe is that pomet and all this. But anyway, somebody's going to pick us up and straighten us up, John.
Yeah, if they Google it, you can find some nurses that will carry that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Then I tell you what, we'll say an extra prayer for your garden this week.
We got some flowers if they don't fall off.
But
they just fall off or they rot.
And there's plenty of time for them to rebloom, though.
I hope so.
Well, it gives you more time. It gives you more time to bake some pies.
Don't start. Talk to me right now. I hope you don't hear it.
And someone. I saw on Facebook that you had washed your white fence.
Yeah, and she's almost a slave driver. I gotta do something every day.
But you know,
she's at work.
But the thing is, but she does intensive care on this. She does serious work.
Yeah, I do manual labor, they call that.
But I coming back to this, I saw on your Facebook about your pictures of your fence. Someone made the remark. They said it looks like the same picture.
Yeah, somebody said kind of, but if you look good, if I'd have taken a close up, you'd have seen it had a lot of green algae and fungus on it.
But wasn't that that remark made by a painter himself?
Oh yeah.
He was wanting some business.
Yeah, he's in bed right now. Poor thing. He's suffering with his back.
Oh, that's pa bon.
Yeah, he laughed at me when I got to the health club. He said, that picture you took. He said, that's the same picture. I said, don't start. Not.
That's what.
Believe me, it was dirty. Last year, I was in bed right now with a bad foot. But I didn't get a chance to wash it, so it was pretty dirty.
Yeah, well,
I remember that.
I have some stuff like that I didn't get a chance to do last year. I have some stuff that needs some help. But we'll get to it this year.
It don't stop over here. There's always something to do if you want to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yesterday I walked in last of course, so I was in good graces.
Well, you are sure kissing up to that wife of yours, huh?
Hey, she washes the clothes and cooks the food. I don't do it without that. I'd have to go buy me some Popeye's fried chicken or something.
John, merci beaucoup, and I hope you don't get a heat stroke because you're working too hard.
Oh no! By the way, she cooked me a 7 steak with some smoked sausage. I gonfled myself.
That was last night.
Yeah.
So you good? You good till tomorrow then?
Oh no, they got some leftovers, Chef.
And the dogs didn't get that.
No, they're not going to get there. They'll have to get through me to get through.
Like I say all the time, I'm the dog at my house.
Hey.
I'll talk to you all later.
Thank all you, John. Appreciate the phone call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Charlie, you got another word for us?
Whoa, how can you top that one?
That's hard.
I want to talk about Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Bordelon's Home Furnishings is conducting a tremendous and outstanding Memorial Day sale. Believe me, folks, I don't have all the details for you. You're not going to find out from me. I'm not going to tell because I want you to go in person and face with these people and say, I heard on the toss that you have an outstanding sale going on. I want to find out what's going on. Go tell Charlie Bordelon that, or Farrell Dupre, or Barry Bordelon, or Chris Bordelon. Go tell him that Charlie said that on Toss. Go find out what he means about this over here, because you're going to come out very, very surprised, Mo. I tell you, for sure. That's Marksville and Crowley and Jennings, and it's all in one name, Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Go out there and talk to these fine folks.
All right, Charlie, we have another phone call, so let's take it.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie, this is Audrey.
Yes, Audrey.
I was calling about those red things that they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's not muscadines, maybe?
No, it's a gumi.
Oh, a gumi?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the gumis?
No, I sure don't.
Well, we're going to find somebody. Somebody going to help us out.
I'm hoping.
If Dada was still here with us, he might have known.
Yeah, what's wrong? These old, educated old people, they're all gone.
Oh, I know.
And it's just us young, uneducated people that are left.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, anyway, somebody will bail us out.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you very much. Give us a phone call, 363-2124, if you know something about that gumi tree. Where do you get that? Because I'm kind of wondering about that. So how about
Can I ask you a little question?
Oh, sure.
Says,
you can ask. I probably won't know the answer.
Can I remove the white marks on my finished wood furniture? You know, you got some white marks.
Yeah. Sometimes I always heard you could use like a pecan or something, a nut.
Yeah. That's what you use?
Mm-hmm.
You buy
that's
some
not
stuff.
What, that's not what I use, but I've heard that. Yeah. If you want to go for a natural.
But they said, try rubbing the white areas with a little toothpaste. Not the gel type, though. Regular toothpaste. And see how that works.
Okay. Now, I'll have to try that next time. I don't have any... I use only the gel toothpaste, so what I'm going to do, Charlie?
Find you some regular toothpaste.
I guess, man.
But you know,
that's one called Charlie.
Yeah. I know why you see a lot of... I'm going to ask you this. What is a flannel cake?
I know a funnel cake. That's a flannel cake?
La flannel cake.
Man, Charlie, I have no idea.
It's a type of pancake. But the recipe often specifies that the eggs are to be separated and the whites beaten before adding. So maybe flannel cakes are a little bit lighter and fluffier than the pancakes. Whether you call them pancakes, flannel cakes, flapjacks, silver dollars, griddle cakes, sourdough cakes, buttermilk cakes, buckwheat, hot cakes, stacks, they are all more or less the same thing.
Are you trying to make me hungry, Charlie?
Yes, I am.
It's working.
It's working for me, too. Let's talk.
Okay.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Charlie Anon, c'est Bob Manuel.
Hey, Bob, comment les affaires ce matin, Bob?
Comment ce matin, la soleil brille.
Comment s'agissant des haricots profitent?
Ouais, ça profite. Et les gens profitent aussi.
Oh, yeah.
En parlant des gummies.
OK.
Plein plaster, c'est, à force, c'est, il y en a dessus. Et c'est des petites mules. Maman et papa viennent quand j'étais jeune, et sachez, moi j'ai planté un aussi, là, et maman faisait des jelly avec.
La gelée, yeah.
Oui, la gelée avec. Donc, ouais. Et c'est moyen de. Strangeant quand ils goûtent, des fois, s'ils sont pas mûrs.
Et toi, t'as un arbre, tu dis?
Oh, ouais, c'est tout en fleurs, c'est plein. Renvoyez-vous un poteré de l'arbre.
OK.
Après, je vais vous renvoyer un arbre que vous pouvez voir.
OK.
Et là, quand ils seront mûrs, tu peux nous emmener un petit plein.
Ils sont mûrs à ce temps. Il y en a plein. Je vais vous emmener une branche plein.
Mais on a toujours le temps de manger. On n'a pas eu notre déjeuner encore.
Ah, mais... T'en auras un.
Bob, ça c'est à ta résidence du chemin Chico.
Oui.
Okay. Et passez un bourgeon pour André.
Oh, je n'ai plein de bourgeons, je te garantis.
Mais on va peut-être investiguer ça un petit peu plus tard.
Ça, c'est pas sûr.
OK, Bob.
All right, thank you, Mr.
Bob. Merci beaucoup pour le phone call.
On parle quoi pour ça? Plus tard.
All right, plus tard.
OK.
See? You talk and you ask.
You ask questions and you shall receive.
They say, be careful what you ask for because sometimes you'll receive more.
Yeah.
Now, can I talk about Lakeview Park?
Oh, please
and
do.
Beach?
Yes, please.
Let's go to the Lakeview Park and Beach to have a good time.
Okay, we're going to go. When are we going?
This Saturday.
Okay.
On the 18th of May.
All right.
High performance will be in the barn starting at 9 o'clock, Zach. Bring your dancing shoes and you're going to enjoy yourself. Now, on the 25th, which is next Saturday, the following Saturday, Horace Trahan and the Austin Express will be at the barn. They'll come in full steam ahead.
I know that for sure.
And the Lakeview Park and Beach is located about 3 miles north of Eunice on Highway 13, in case you didn't know. Now, they have up to about 95 camper sites that they can offer you. You can bring in yourself and your bunch of all your friends and get it all together and enjoy the weekend on this. You can enjoy the music that's going to be at the barn on this. They have a free admission for those who are registered as campers. Now, if your friends come in and they're not registered on this, it costs them $10 a person on this, which is a very reasonable price to enjoy yourself
at that
high performance this coming Saturday. Écoute, le steam va voler là-bas. Puis venez, puis join in avec tout le monde en Lakeview Park and Beach, 4572881, or visit the website, lvpark.com.
All right, Charlotte, thank you very much. Et allons prendre notre phone call.
All right, et allons, Charlotte. C'est bonjour qui t'y parle.
Hey, Charlotte, it's me again.
Yes, sir.
It's spelled G-O-U-M-I, and that's the name.
Yes, sir.
And it originates in China, Korea, Japan, and Russia.
Whoa.
And it gets 6 to 10 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And the flowers grow in pairs on the tree.
Uh-huh.
Did you... I got the name of four companies that handle that tree, but the one I'm really familiar with, I bought it muscadine from these people, is called Isons, I-S-O-N-S. Those people are out of Georgia, and they specialize in muscadines, but they sell other trees too, but their specialty is muscadines.
Oh,
muscadine
wow.
makes a good wine.
Oh, I got about five bushes of muscadine.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I don't make any wine. I just eat them off the vines fresh. That's all.
The robins don't get drunk.
Hey, listen. There's that lady. She can call Isons or whatever. Isons. It's out of Georgia.
Okay.
Now I tell you what. I don't know if you heard, but Bob Manuel just called and said he's got a tree at his house.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he's supposed to post a picture on Facebook for us.
Oh, okay.
And he said they're blooming and they're ripening right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're getting to the bottom of it,
yes.
John.
Thank you, Mr. John. Okay. I appreciate that.
Merci beaucoup.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Talking about eating this and eating that, and you know what I'm talking about. La faim est pris. Good. Ça fait de la peine, force en la faim. Et la manière on peut cèdre tout ça, c'est si on monte dans notre automobile et on se promène en Pizza Shack.
Oh, ouais.
Le Pizza Shack en Zaprussas a été commencé par Tony et Hélène Perotti dans 1988. Et ils ont continué à être le propriétaire jusqu'à aujourd'hui, pour au-dessus de 25 ans. Ça va vous dire une chose. On autres, ça connaît leurs affaires, en parlant comme ça. Ça connaît leurs oignons, quand ça vient pour faire un bon pizza dessus, ça, là, parce que ça sert juste leur sauce faite fraîche tous les jours, et ensuite, leur mie, le one-of-a-kind d'eau, est faite direct là dans la bâtisse. C'est tout avalable. Quand vous allez venir, vous allez rejoindre votre famille ou vos amis et avoir un vrai bon temps. Et ça veut vous garantir une chose. Ils ont la bière la plus fraîche possible dans la ville. Le Pizza Shack est la place ici. Vous allez rejoindre tous vos amis. Vous pouvez ordonner votre pizza de testeur à 337-948-4838. 948-38. Non, excuse-moi. 948-4838. Oh, un bon de 8, mais tout ça s'explique. Le Pizza Shack 11 à Podoussas.
Oh, beaucoup bien, merci, Charlie. On va t'entendre un autre message de notre boss sponsor. Ça, c'est Blake's Farm. C'est them. We'll pick up some more phone calls right here on La Tasse de Café.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetan and Villeplat. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chetanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya and Villeplat. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Beaucoup bien merci, Monsieur Mark.
You know, go with Blake sometimes. We haven't heard from him. He used to give us a little word of wisdom every once in a while. Maybe,
I know,
maybe
right?
Blake, if you're listening, you can give us a buzz and
Yo, happy Blake.
Yeah, enlighten us on this.
Let's see what's going on.
Give us a thrill.
Give us a thrill.
All right.
Alan, prenez un phone call.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qu'est-ce que tu parles? Hello?
Oh, they must have given up.
Ils sont Tony.
Okay, this one.
Hey, bonjour. Qu'est-ce que tu parles?
Hello, Charlie.
Bonjour.
C'est Ella Marie qui a appelé.
Oui, comment ça va?
Oh, it's going. I'm tired. I just picked up a whole bunch of blackberries out of my garden.
Lord have mercy.
I got blackberries until they coming out of me.
Whoa, wait a minute now. I'll go help you out with that.
I'll pick them up early in the morning, and then I'll wash them, and I'll freeze them, some with sugar and some without.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to sell them. I got too many.
Uh-huh.
And that.
Yeah. Homegrown blackberries are very delicious.
Oh, yeah, and they're big. They're not the little ones.
Mm. They really, you can take two or three and make a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Sounds good.
But I'm trying to sell them.
Okay. But thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. And bon tâton mur.
Ooh, c'était pas mauvais.
Oh.
She's speaking my language there.
Oh, pâté. You know what that is.
A what? I'm sorry.
Pâté.
No.
That's a cobbler.
Oh, is that how you say a cobbler? Pâté?
Mmm.
Oh, you fancy like that?
Hey.
Nous autres, je dis, ça c'est un cobbler.
Oh, well, mais ça t'es gâté, vous autres.
If we don't know, we just say it in English.
Mais on a écouté notre maman.
Right. And, well, there's a lot of words that my mom and dad, my dad was the one that spoke English, spoke French first, the first language. My mama spoke English in the beginning, you know.
Then American.
Well, she spoke English, but she learned to speak French, you know, when she was younger. My dad, he was more.
Comment?
Yeah, that's. I don't want to say it like that.
Well, but this, c'est bien bon, les choses là. Qui on a là?
On a un special guest.
On a quelqu'un qui peut rentrer dedans la porte en arrière.
That's right.
Par la porte en arrière.
Oh, regarde là. Regarde Bob Manuel est là avec. Les gummy bears, the gummy bears, les gummy berries.
Gummy
berries. Oh, mais c'est correct. Si
oh,
non.
Ouais,
c'est bien. Je m'appelle ça quand t'es petit.
Ooh.
It's tart.
Ooh, it's very tart.
Yeah. Ooh. Whoa, look at that.
L'abbé plafre.
Whoa, man, look at here, look at there.
Look at
that.
It's a bush?
A bush.
Bush.
Okay. And tell us about that, Bob. How long you been having it?
Oh, me? 20 some odd years.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up when Daddy had a big tree. They planned Mama would make some jam with it, jelly with it.
Right.
Wow. It's delicious jelly.
I bet it does.
Does Miss Sam do anything with it?
No, my grandkids eat them.
Okay. And nobody makes any jam or jelly with it?
My daughters do sometimes.
But right now would be the time to pick him.
It's the time.
Right. Oh, yes, wow. You saw that. These people who are interested in the gummy berries, Mr. Bob. And it grows like, it looks like it grows in clusters.
Yeah. That's what it seems like anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cherry in a way. Actually, it looks a lot like
it. It looks like a cherry, yeah. That's what I was noticing.
I had something else in mind. Wow, that's a big bush on this over here.
Wow.
Boy, 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 boy. Those who have a little bit of energy should go out there and they should go and pick some and make us some jam or some jelly or something like that. We want to at on top of the situation. Bob Manuel is the man to talk to. Goomy man.
The goomy man.
I figured somebody was going to come across with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was... Mark, you ought to try one. Hey, Mark, it's not fattening, no.
No, it's a fruit, Mr. Mark. It's healthy and teal. Look at that.
It's slightly astringent if you Especially if they're not real, real ripe.
Yeah. Well,
ooh. Yep.
Sambon.
Mm-hmm. Sambon. Okay.
Ooh. You don't.
It is different.
I bet,
thank
I
you
bet.
Very much, Mr. Bob. I appreciate all you.
Right. Get Bob to hold those branches for you.
Yeah.
One more. Come on, there you go. Oh, boy.
I'll send you that picture I have marked with the bush.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it.
All
right.
Oh, man, that's that's service, huh?
Talk about.
What
did it say? Ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive. You're so right.
Oh, man. On promange des gummy bears. Gummy berries.
Gummy bears. It's not gummy bears, Charlie.
C'est
not gummy bears.
Mais c'est pas ça. J'avais quelque chose d'autre en idée, là.
You mean, because I asked a question, you learned something.
I did,
well,
and I am.
I'm so impressed with myself.
And you're, I'm not the only one. Everybody else.
I never heard of this tree ever,
and,
either.
If we wouldn't have asked, we wouldn't have known.
That's right.
And Bob just lives down the road from
here. We're very lucky to have had his help.
Okay, now we're going to get a picture of that in...
On our Facebook. Yeah,
yeah.
Mark's got that in line, so we'll wait on Mark for that.
Okay.
Is it possible to
talk about another place of business?
Sure, please.
Before the time runs out.
Right.
Talking about businesses and all that, Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service is the place and is the man that we need to talk about. Now, Robert has been in business since 1977. Believe me, that's a long time. And that means one thing, that Robert is a pro. He's an expert. He's not an apprentice. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. And he can take your fixtures, and he can repair them or change them out for you. He can repair the plumbing, and he could even give you free estimates if you'd like on the job that he can perform. He's able to replace old sinks or toilets or faucets, do any kind of service work, because he's got the license and he's insured. The master license plumber's number is 636. Robert would like for you to call him at 363-5874. That's Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service here in Ville Platte. Tell him hello for us.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And let's hear a word from one of our fine sponsors. Cheryl has more about Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment, 337-981-9495, or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right, Charlie, looks like we have a phone call. Let's take it.
Bonjour.
Oh, excuse me. It's not for us just yet. I'm sorry about that.
You tried to catch me munching on a gummy berry.
I know. Well, while we're waiting on that line, let's see if we can hear another word from our sponsor. Here's Mr. Jim with a word from Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, and they hung up. Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, well, if they hung up, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay,
I'm going to talk about Epic Insurance.
Oh, please do.
Epic Insurance is everybody's insurance center, the personal insurance center, and Mamu. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is here for you. And they're at 1005 6th Street in Grand Mamou, downtown Mamou. Bridget Bofa is the owner and the agent. And she is at Epic Insurance, and she is set on ready. Ready to help you with your whatever you're looking for, a policy of any sort. She's got it. She's a general agent. She can shop it for you, and she can cover you. Don't take my word for it, or an owner's word for it, or my word, anybody's word. Find out for yourself. Go and visit with Miss Bridget, or give her a call at 468-3742. 468-3742. That's 468 EPIC, in case you want to remember that.
Yeah,
and
easier way.
Let me tell you one thing. She is there, and she's ready to serve you. Everyone's personal insurance, 468-3742, or stop at 1005 6th Street, Mamou.
All right, Charlie. And let's see. Well, let's hear a word from another one of our fine sponsors, and that is Prairie Roan Rice right here on La Taza de Café.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at prairieroanrice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mark. C'est bon, Charlie.
Good.
It's not too often you have some fruit with your coffee.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Bob did us a favor.
He sure did. That was very, very kind of him.
He brought us a whole branch.
I tell you. And Charlie's been having himself a good old time in between our...
it's good.
During our commercials.
It's good.
He's been...
passing my time off with
that. That's right. His lips are all puckered up.
And believe me, it makes you pucker up for sure.
Yes.
They're tart, but they're good.
Yes.
It's like I just told you, though. After you eat three or four of them,
it kind of...
Your mouth gets accustomed to it. Sure. It starts tasting better.
It rough. That's what
I start asking for more.
I bet it does.
I tell you what. Let me go one more step into the right direction. That's H2O pools and supplies.
All right.
Now they say that. Let's go swimming.
All right, let's go.
It's time to open up the pools because summer's arriving. Now you bring your water sample to H2O pools in Eunice, or in Ville Platte, and Sean and Janet or Lisa will help you get your pool water back into a beautiful blue swimming pool. Now, to remove the stains from your pool surface, low chlorine is needed to remove that. Now, to remove the stains. Now, to balance your water and remove the stains and enjoy it, you can come in to the protein bucket. Get your protein bucket in a variety of sizes. Easy to use, once a year additive. Protein Supreme is a pH balance that needs no acid to balance. Protein Supreme does all this to reduce your eye irritation. It gives your water a soft, silky feel and improves your water clarity. It's compatible with all sanitizers and more. They have two locations, one at 330 North CC Duso in Eunice. Open Monday through Friday at 9 to 5, on Saturday 9 to 12. and Bill Platt, 215 East Pine Street. They open Monday to Friday, 9 to 12. H2O Pools and Supplies.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlie. And can you believe we did all our commercials and still have time left? I'm shocked. Those berries really help.
It added some class to our act over here.
I
Bob Manuel comes. Bob will bail us out. He's bailed us out before. On this.
I know.
And we appreciate that. If we don't have another phone call.
No, we sure don't. The phone lines are wide open, 363-2124. And let's see if Mark maybe put those pictures on our Facebook. Hopefully he got that on, or maybe even a little later, too. Keep on checking. And if it's not on there now, we'll get that up in just a little bit. It's not too...
We're going to go into it maybe tomorrow on this over here. The language of flowers.
Ooh la la.
You didn't know that flowers had a language.
I did not know they had a language.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't either until I started finding
reading.
This. It's been fascinating people for centuries. Now, it even played a big role in William Shakespeare's works. Bouquets make great gifts.
It's important
to know what your bouquet symbolizes. Many people also want to dress up their gardens with flower symbols that represent them. Roses tend to have special meanings, as do flowers used in weddings.
That's very true.
Another important area of flower symbolism is the meaning of birth month flowers.
Charlie, we might have to get to that tomorrow. We'll leave them hanging with that, so maybe we can catch up with that later.
Yeah, but just give them a little taste of this over here. We have the orange blossom, for instance, that means chastity, purity, and loveliness, while a red chrysanthemum means I love you.
Oh.
In fact, come to think of it, our son gave their mother a red chrysanthemum for Mother's Day.
Well,
there you go. Found out that I love you was the symbol.
Now you know.
That's very nice of him.
Wasn't that
How
sweet?
About that?
That's great.
It adds a little special meaning to it.
Now you know, Charlie.
And we're gonna save the rest for later on, because we can come into the different meanings, like the colored coronations and all this.
Yeah.
But we'll start back on our conversation with that starting tomorrow morning on this.
Well,
but in the meantime, that's it, folks.
That's right.
C'est tout le temps là pour ce matin. Amenez vous un travail les compliments de notre bons sponsors ici de chez la tasse de café de chez ça ici ce matin. H2O Pools and Supplies, Pizza Shack, Blake's Pharmacy, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Lakeview RV Parks, Rosaries by Jermaine Reed, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Prairie Roan Rice, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service, and Bearwood Furniture Center. C'était un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres encore ce matin, comme c'est tous les jours, et on va vous dire une chose. Merci beaucoup pour être avec nous autres, et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Beaucoup bien, merci Charlie, et restez à l'écoute à KVPR AM pour la musique classic country avec Cheryl et la musique de classic hits avec Nancy Kay ce matin sur Acadiana's Greatest Hit Station. Au revoir mes amis et soignez-vous autres. We'll be right back.
This is KVPI-FM Ville Platte, streaming live at ClassicHits925.com and on the Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI iPhone and Android phone apps and the TuneIn app.
It's up to 23 Democrats running for president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Donald Trump must be stopped.
Bill de Blasio joined the race this morning. Then President Trump tweeted,